Greetings, citizens of the earth. I'm joking. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I really hope you enjoyed the last one. This one is going to be even better. It's going to be perfect. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. You're going to like it. Anywho, trust you've had a fantastic week so far, fantastic day so far. Whatever the case is, just keep going and believe in yourself. Anywho, straight to the topic of the day. So I was listening to a podcast and the topic was on, well, I can't remember what the topic was exactly, but I know that they were talking about gender identity. And this topic can be, you know, an uncomfortable topic for people, some people to have, but we're not going to do that here. And so the host, one of the hosts asked their guest, so the guest has two kids, girls, and she asked her, she said, what if one of your daughters, I think she's from age 5 to 7 or 8. So she asked, what if one of your daughters comes up to you and says, Mommy, I feel like a boy, right? But she's a girl. And so the guest, you know, jokingly says she'll show her, you know, vagina. She'll show the girl hers. And then she'll say, Daddy has a different one, but, like, that's why you're a girl and he's not. And that's why we're girls and he's not, you know, that kind of thing. And then she says she'll go on her knees and pray, you know, to God to change the child's mind. And, you know, it sounded like a joke, but she was serious. Before I go on, I would just like to state that I am not a parent. I've never had any child. I've never even conceived, so I don't even know what the early stages or the process is like. I'm not one to tell people how to raise their children, so I don't even know what parenting feels like. All I know is that I have younger siblings who I had a hand in raising at some point. And it's, you know, it is what it is. I'm not a parent, so I don't know the nitty-gritties of parenting. But I do know this, right? That if I had a child who came up to me and told me that, what I would say is this. I'd first of all tell the child. I'd first of all ask why you feel like that. And whatever answer I get, I would explain that in life itself is dual. So in each and every one of us, we have a duality of energies. So every one of us have both masculine and feminine energies. And what you identify as an energy that you live with every waking hour of your life is either one of two things, either what society has imposed on you as, you know, which of the energies you should you know, be in contact with often or permanently, or the ones that you choose to associate yourself with. And this would also be followed by understanding the different biological functions of a man and a woman. Not in the sense that you're telling them about sexual intimacy. No, that's not what I mean. In the sense that you're telling them that at some point she's going to see her period, her monthly cycle. Boys don't have that. Boys are biologically stronger than women, right? And so this is who they are biologically. And that is why they are identified differently. But what you feel inside, the way you feel, is very normal. There's nothing abnormal about it because of our duality. What you embrace is what you're comfortable with. I have no problems with... I'm pretty... How do I say this? I want to say it in a way that it doesn't sound nonchalant, but I don't think there's any other way. I don't care. I don't care what gender you are, what race you are, what you practice, because whatever you are isn't dependent on these things, but who you are as a person. If they take all these things from you, whether you're rich or you're poor, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hinduist, spiritualist, whether you even practice Satanism, I honestly don't care. It is who you are that matters. So if you're a bad person, you're a bad person. If you are a terrible person, you're a terrible person. If you're a mean person, you're a mean person. If you're a bully, you're a bully. You cannot pinpoint that on, I'm a man, that's why I'm a bully. I'm a woman, that's what I mean. Right? And so it just is what it is for me. And so I would explain that to that child, you know. I would talk more about character to the child. I would say that you feel this way and it's normal. But who are you really? What's most important is who you are. Who are you when nobody is looking? Who are you when you're not seeking validation from people? I remember somebody telling me one time that, you know, she said, I want to live my life in such a way that when people see it, they'll, you know, almost to say, you know, when they see it, they'll just say, oh, yeah, that's a good life to live. I personally do not believe in that. And even when I expressed that I do not believe in that, you know, she went further to say, you know, just because you don't care about how people see you doesn't mean you live your life recklessly and carelessly and not care about what people think. And I had to explain that. That is not it either. I don't care what people think, but doesn't mean I'm going to be reckless with how I live my life. Of course, I'm going to evaluate. Of course, I'm going to analyze. Of course, I'm going to do risk management with my choices and my decisions and where I go. But I don't care. Because the same thing I do when you're not looking is the same thing I'll do when you're looking. So it's not a thing of like what is paramount to me is how I feel, not how I want people to perceive me. I would only care how I'm being perceived if my integrity is at stake. If my person is misunderstood in such a way that it threatens who I really am, right? It gives a wrong perception of who I truly am. That's the only way I would be bothered. But to say that I want people to look at me and say, I've lived good. I'm living upright. I don't care. Because I'm not perfect 100% of the time. And nobody is. However, I'm not doing terrible things. Because me too, I like peace of mind for myself. So I'm not doing things that will harm me when I am by myself even. Because you can lie to everybody, but when you're alone, you can't lie to yourself. You would always be reminded of who you truly are. And so I've just learned to not live off of the perception of people and who they think I am. If I appear to you as a respectable person and I seem to have a lot of respect for people, that is exactly how I am when nobody's looking. If you catch me disrespecting anybody, please be rest assured, I did not on my own volition walk up to the person to disrespect him or her. It was well deserved because I felt disrespected first. And so make no mistake, you too dare respect. If you just, you know, do one thing. If you put me in that position where I have to defend myself, where I have to protect myself, and in order to do that, I have to show you a different side of me. I have to show you that fight or flight survival mode of me, then that's the only way. But say I leave my lane, I leave my space and just jump into another person's space and disrespect them, it can never happen. It just won't happen because I'm not interested in anybody's space or lane but mine. And I expect that in turn. So this is something maybe a bit simpler because it's a child I'm speaking with. But this is something at whatever age your child is, it's always best to explain it. Right? And being an open parent, I wouldn't have any problem with whatever energy or whatever gender they eventually choose to align with. What is important to me is what you do, you know, what you say and what you do. Those are the two things that are important to me because those are the two things that make or break you. Those are the two things that tell whether or not you are a person of integrity, whether or not you're an honest person, you're a good person. And I know you're not perfect, so I'm not expecting a perfect person, but I'm just expecting, you know, somebody who is level-headed, right? And so for me, it has little or nothing to do with gender. Because even as a woman, who believes in hypergamy. If you don't believe in hypergamy, that's fine. But I always believe in situations that I find myself. So being single now, I'm paying my bills myself. And when I pay my bills, it really hurts. It's always pinching my body because I was like, my money. But if I don't do it, who's going to do it for me? I don't have a partner who is financially supporting me. So I have to do it myself. And in that moment, I'm in control. And in that moment, I'm very, very sure, you know. And I have to be that way. Because there's nothing to fall back on. There's nothing to relax your back on. There's nobody. And even if they're there, it's temporary. They can't always be there. And me, I don't believe in 50-50. I'm just saying it now. I strongly believe in hypergamy. And I also believe in a partner who can support you. And if it's 50-50, it would be on the grounds of emotional support, moral support. It wouldn't be on financial grounds. It just wouldn't, right? So the 50-50 would come from that. And I know how some people would say, oh yeah, but if I'm bringing the finances, you're going to be a traditional wife. And this now takes me back to a video I stumbled upon on TikTok, where this relationship coach guy said, you know, he just finds it funny when he hears people say, men and women, like when men say, I'll bring the finances, you'll be the traditional wife, you'll do it the traditional way, clean, cook, wash my clothes, take care of the kids. And how some women would say, just bring money, I'll do any other thing you want. If you want toast, you want this one, you want dinner at 2 a.m., I'll do it. And he says, you're not a robot. So while you are saying all these things, always remember that you're a human being who needs to be loved, who needs to be cared for, who needs to be looked after, who needs to be shown empathy, who needs to be shown, to be given attention in order to survive in a relationship, in a consensual relationship. And I agree with that, right? So even if I'm doing the traditional things, even if he's bringing 100% of the finances, that doesn't mean that's all you're good for. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean all you're good for is money and sex. It doesn't mean all I'm good for is being a housewife and sex. What if it's something I want to do and I need support? It may not be financial. I just need you to support this dream or this journey I'm about to embark on. What if it's something he wants to do? What if, okay, he's working so hard and he needs a place to rest, to be at peace and be vulnerable and show his emotions? What if that's what he needs? That support. So I'm not a robot, so and I have feelings. And so I wouldn't want to be treated as though, you know, I'm a commodity. And I wouldn't treat anybody as though they're not living and breathing. Even things that are not living and breathing, non-living things, should be treated with respect. And it's just what it is, right? And that would be, you know, it for me when it comes to being in control of my situation without a partner. So sometimes I have to be tough. Sometimes I can't afford to be soft. I mean, I can't afford to be soft, gentle, soft-spoken all the time. Sometimes I have to do what I need to do in order to get things done. Right? And so if you want to bask in your feminine energy and you want a partner, then you would want a partner who appreciates that side of you and somebody whose side you appreciate. So I would definitely like a masculine partner, but a man with a softness to him, not just rigid and hard and, you know, mundane. And you know, it's always nice to have somebody with a gentleness to them, you know. And so explaining to the child that this feeling is normal, and it is normal because there are other people who feel like that too. So you're not the only one. You're not the only one. It is a normal thing to feel. Some people question their sexuality even. So it is normal to do that. You're finding yourself. And if at some point in your life, as you move further, you go from being a tomboy or from feeling masculine within yourself to feeling feminine, or you go from feeling feminine to feeling masculine, it's totally up to you. I can't force you to feel something you don't feel. This just reminds you of that Tank song that says, I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark. I'm sorry, I got carried away. But yeah, you can't make your heart feel something it won't. And so you can't force it. No matter how many times you bind and cast, and no matter how many vaginas you tell them women in this world have. I mean, the people who are born with both a penis and a vagina. Explain that. The people who are born with two vaginas. The people who are born with two penises. Explain that. The people who consume their twin in the womb, explain that. So you see, a lot of things that we are uncomfortable with because we don't understand isn't an abomination. I mean, I'm pretty sure the first time a person the first human being gave birth to twins, I'm very sure it seemed unnatural. It seemed divine to some people. Some people were wowed. Some people were scared. It's just the normal human reaction to things that we don't understand. And things that are very normal. But because we don't understand it, we're scared or fascinated by it. And that's okay. That is normal. What you go on to do afterwards is what's important. Right? So it's a normal feeling. How are you going to walk through it? How are you going to live through the experience? So you need to learn control, whether or not, like, that's even paramount. You need to learn self-control, right? So if you know you feel more masculine than feminine, then you need to learn how to control yourself in spaces where, because the thing is, because people don't understand, you don't want to take them aback. People usually have a pushback to something that is just brought to their faces without prior, you know, discussions, right? And so you just want to gradually, and you don't have to tell everybody until you're sure that you're confident enough to say it publicly and not care about the pushback, right? So for me, that's just how I feel. I don't care how much of a self-righteous person you are. I don't care if you even show me you don't care. I don't even care if you show me you don't like me, right? What's most important to me is who the person, if you don't like me, you will never find me around you. But what's most important to me is who the person is. What's your personality? Are you badly behaved? Are you a bad person generally? Are you an all-round terrible person? Or is there a part of you that is so terrible, it is unacceptable? That's just what's, you know, most important to me. Oh, I'm speaking about this from my point of view, right? And for a child to even feel comfortable enough to walk up to you and tell you that, as a parent, you should be happy they're not telling an absolute stranger. They're not keeping it to themselves and allowing it to eat them deep. They trust you enough to tell themselves, I know my dad, or I know my mom, and so I can comfortably say this, and I'm sure they'll give me a good answer. You don't want to make them feel like they made a very big mistake, because they'll never, ever, ever tell you anything important about themselves again. Ever. There's nothing you'll do under the sun that will make them tell you. And so it's just, you know, ideal to walk them through it and gently explain it to them. So that's just my opinion, right? If you have a different point of view, you can always tell me. I'm very open to other opinions, right? But please, hey, don't tell me like you want me to agree with you. I'll just be like, oh yeah, that's your opinion, and I'm happy I heard another point of view. But for me, this is my reality, and so I don't agree. Or I could say, oh yeah, I kind of see what you're saying. Right? It doesn't have to be an argument. So thank you so much for listening again. I would really love your feedback, and I would really, you know, want to know that you enjoy what I'm putting out. And it's fun for you to listen to. It's educational, it's educative, it is entertaining, it's interesting. And, you know, it's helping you find yourself and build a better version of yourself. All right, then. It would be, you know, much appreciated if you give me feedback. All right, then. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Toodles.